Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur and giving a get of Yisurei Hana. And in the previous shiur, we were clearing, how on earth does it work? How does it work that you give a woman a get, Yisurei Hana? We had a kasha hain that it might very well not belong to the husband. The get has to belong to the husband. And Yisurei Hana, if you hold Yisurei Hana, is not shalo, the get doesn't belong to the husband. And even according to the Rosh Hashanah, there is bialis in the Surah Hana. So what's he giving her? If it's a Surah Hana, what's he giving her? She's not zochen anything. And therefore the get remains the husband. So it's as if he said, Vanir Shali. And she's not Megureshes. So that was what we discussed in the previous shir. And we're basing ourselves on the Sefer Minchas Asher and Siman Lamed and Sechel Gittin. One of my favorite svarim, one of my favorite mechavrim, the great Gaon, Rabbi Asher Weiss. So here in Oz Beis, in Siman Lamed, he brings the shita of Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop, in his Chedushim to Gittin in Siman Hay, says that the whole Geder Kinyan Shtar is not Kinyan Metaltalin. And a Lokeach, or a Makabel Matana, is not Kona the Shtar. And through the kinyan of the shtar, he's kona the field, let's say. Rather, adarava, through being kona the field, he's being a kona the shtar. The kinyan of the sada is not the toitzah of the kinyan of the shtar. Rather, the kinyan of the sada is a toitzah of the Kabbalah's Hashtar L'shem Kinyan HaSodeh. So the person was Makabal Hashtar that he's Kona this Sodeh. Now he's Kona this Sodeh. When he's Makabal this Raya that the Sodeh belongs to him. And through the Kinyan HaSodeh, he's Kona the Shtar. You hear that Lamdus of Reb Shimon Shkop? We always thought you give the shtar, you're kona the sada. No, not so pashut. You give the shtar, the person now has a raya that the sada belongs to him. Through that giving, he is now kona the field, and then through being kona the field, he's now being kona the shtar. Because the yisod kinyan shtar is the raya. The Nesinus Raya Biyada Kona. That's the Kenyan. And then being Kona the Shtar is only after the person's Kona the field. And according to this, explains Reb Shimon, that in Esurei Hana and Baal Korcha, what happens is that there's a chalos gerushin, and since there's a chalos gerushin, memela, the woman, is kona the get. She's kona herself with the get. She doesn't need a special kavanas kinyan. Generally, you need kavanas kinyan. Here, there's no special kavanas kinyan. Rather, what happens is there's a chalos gerushin. He gives her the get. There's a chalos gerushin. And through that, she's kona the get. Now the nafkamina between the sheet of the Ktzos, who we learned about in the previous year, and the sheet of Reb Shimon Shkop, we're learning about now, is in other shtaris, that according to the Ktzos, it doesn't help, it doesn't work if you, now the other shtaris are a Surei Hana. Because other shtaris require a kinyan. The Kshchidish of the Ktzos is that by a get, no kinyan is necessary. But other shtaris, a kinyan is necessary, and therefore if other shtaris are a Surei Hana, it's nishgit. Only with shtar get and shtar shichur, where you don't need a kinyan, that's enough. Just to give a Surei Hana. But if it's other shtaris where you need a kinyan, a Surei Hana is no good. But according to Reb Shimon, even other shtaris could be a Surei Hana. Because you don't need to acquire them. You don't need to make a Maisa Kinyan on the Shtar. you just have the kinyan on the field, you're given the shtar, you made a kinyan on the field, and mimela, the shtar comes to Gemara, the shtar comes to you, but you don't have to make a special kinyan on the shtar. So even if it's a suri hana, it still belongs to you. Gevaldik. However, it says Hagoyin Rabbi Asher Shlita that he wants to pave a different path. That be'emes b'shar shtaris, it's pashut that they're kasher al suri hana, and there's no chiddush at all. And therefore, we don't find in the Gemara this din, this discussion of other shtaris being a suri hana. The only time we find it in the Gemara is with respect to get, and the yisod adavar is that all shtari makne don't require that the person being kone with the shtar should be kone the guf hashtar. It's enough that he be makabel the shtar, and not like Reb Shimon Shkop that through the kinyan behechreach the shtar becomes his. Rather, you don't need to acquire the shtar at all. You don't need to acquire the shtar at all. And the Mechaber in Choshen Mishpat and Simon Samach Aleph Sif Yud Beis writes, shtar shenifra, a shtar that was paid up, o shenimchal shiabuda, or that the shibud, the lien from the shtar, was nimchal. Tzorech ha-malve la-hachzir ha-shtar la-loive, the malve has to give the shtar back to the lova, de gufoy shel niyor shelohu, because the paper itself belongs to the malve. So we see in the Lashon of the Mechaber that the Malva has to return the Shtar to the Lova, because the Guf of the Nir belongs to the Lova, not to the Malva, to the Lova. So we see from here that the Malva isn't Kone the Shtar Halva at all, and even when it's in his possession to be Gova his Shibud, the Guf HaNiyar still belongs to the Lova. And there's also Mavur and Simon Samach Zayin, Siflam Zayin. And we see in the Ramban and the Rashban, Ksuvus and Avpevav Amad Aleph, that any Shtar Halva is Be'etzim a Shtar Makne, through which the Lova is a Makne to the Malve, a Shibud and his Nechasim. And therefore, the Shtar has to belong to the Love. And sorry, it's a Tosis Rid and Chaf Amid Beis here in Gittin and the Ktsos Simon Samach Vav Siv Kat and Chaf. And if so, how can the paper belong to the Love? The Malva has to acquire through it, through this shtar, a shibud in the nichse halove. So how is the malve acquiring a shibud in the nichse halove if the shtar still belongs to the love? So you see from here that in all shtar and all other shtaris, that the hakna that you're doing with them, a hakna and the halva, the whole din of the shtar is the osios on the shtar. In other words, the raya, what the love is giving the malve, is the osios. He's giving him the raya, he's giving him the content of the shtar, but he's not giving him the paper itself. And only in get we have a chiddush din of nesina, it says v'nasan biyada, and we learn that he also has to give the paper or the klaf, in other words, the place of the osios. And there's no nesina with osios haprochos bavir, like Rashi says in Amud Beis with respect to the case of Reza Gitach Venir Shali. And therefore I would think that a get is pasul on a surah no, because there's no nesina of the etzem shtar, of the etzem paper. Kamash malon, that is surah hana, is different from the case of Hareza Gitach. This is your get, and the paper will remain mine, which is no good. But the surena is good, as we're going to explain soon. And in the surah hana, it is considered nesina. But with other shtaras, that you don't need nesina. And the whole essence of the shtar is the oseis and the raya that are given to the koine. Even though he is not Kone the paper. It's Pashut that it's Kosher B'Surei Hana, because what does it matter to me that it's a Surei Hana? The Raya is on the paper, the Raya is still there, so the paper is a Surei Hana. But the Osios, no Surei Hana, the content on the Osios, on the Raya on the Shtar, that's not in a Surei Hana, that's an abstract thing. So with other Shtars, it's mamish not a problem. The only time we have an issue is with respect to get. With respect to get, there we have an issue. People have issues. A lot of times you have to deal with issues. So with respect to get, there is an issue of giving the actual paper. But with other shtaris, it's just all you need is the osius, and that's enough. And so kamashulan, that's the chiddush of our Gemara, that even though it's a Surei Hana, it's still considered nesina. And according to this derech, it would seem that if you say Hanir Shali, it's kosher in other shtaris, because the kone doesn't have to be kone of the shtar, just to be makabel the osius haraya. And only in get it's possible when he says Hanir Shali, because you need nesina. There's no nesina, but shar shtaris, in such an instance, it would be kosher. Ktzos is l'shitaso, and simen lametes sivkot zayin, simen samach vav sivkot chov zayin, simen kovtzari aleph, sivkot aleph, that other shtaris is a psul in niyar shali, because he holds that you have to have a kinyan in other shtaris. And therefore, if it's niyar shali of the person giving the shtar, it's no good. But if not for the ktzos, we could say that the other shtaris is kosher, both of the Surei Hana and niyar shali, because you don't need nesin at all. Only get is a psul in niyar shali, and kamash malan, that b'Surei Hana it's kosher. And Shtar Kedushin, it's Taloi, if we learn Havai Mi'etziya L'Inyin Zeh, if you can learn Kedushin from Gittin, it's another discussion. So this is a very Mechudish Dika Mahalich of the Minchas Asher. And that the get works on a Surei Hana, even though you need Nesina Beget, it would seem that from this is a Hechreach, that a Surei Hana is his, either because there is Bailas Be Surei Hana. And if you look in the, there's a lot of discussion about this in the Achronim, right in the Minchas Asher. Look at the end of the Sefer. He has Mechtavim, where he talks about Bailas B'Surei Hana. There is Bailas B'Surei Hana, and therefore it is his. Or that with respect to Gidre, Isurim, and Mitzvahs, there is a certain amount of Bailus here. So it's not Mamish Bailus, but with respect to Isurim Mitzvahs, there is Bailus. So Get is Isser. Get has a Gedra of Isser also. So for that, the husband is Bailam on the Get, and as we discussed in the first shir, as long as he's giving her something that belongs to him, so it's fine, and that's what he's doing. He's giving her something that belongs to him. So that's all good as far as the husband having the bailus. So the husband has the bailus, but she's not getting anything. So how's he being makin her the Surei Hana? He's giving, but she's not getting. You're right, he has to give her something that belongs to him. So that he did. Belongs to him. We gave him bailus. Because we said there is a certain amount of bailus on a Surei Hana. But what is she getting? What can she do with it? She can't be zochen it. There's no kinyan in a Surei Hana. Can't be Kone, it's Surei Hana. So if he has Bailus and it becomes Asur B'Hana, so he continues to have Bailus. But now that it's the Asur B'Hana, now to go give it to the woman, we see in the Rashi in Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Mem Vav and Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Beis in his Tshuvis. And we see from the Ritva Psachim and Avav Amid Beis that there's no Kenyan in Surei Hana. Oy Bazoi, there's no Nesina Leisha. What is she getting? And if you want a tiny like the Ktzos, that you don't require a Kinyan and a get at all you need is Nesina. But you still have to understand, since there's no Zechin Surei Hana, the get belongs to the husband still. And how's this any different from a Reza Gitech Vanir Shali that she's not Megureshes? So to Surei Hana, the get remains the husband's. So what's the difference? It seems Pashut that get this Surah Hana is different than a matana when a person says Vanir Shali. Because in the Guf HaDin, that she's not Megureshes, when he says Hanir Shali, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi in Amud Beis and on here Gittin and also in Ayin Hamad Aleph writes that there's no Nisina because it says V'nasan and he didn't give her anything. If he says Vanir Shali, this is your get and the paper is mine, he didn't give her anything. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Gerush and Alechi Yodalit writes that it's not considered Krisus. Then paper still belongs to him. It's not Koreis Beinayim, it's not cutting off the what's it called? He's holding on to her get. It's not cutting between them, it's not separating them. So according to both Drachim, a Surah Hana is going to be different than Nir Shali. If it's Nir Shali, she has to be Machzer him the get, because it's his. So when he gives it to her and she has to give it back to him, it's no good. He could take it away from her. And therefore there's no Nisina. Since she didn't receive the paper, it's still his. He could take it out of her hand. And therefore there's no Krisus Lashita Sarambam. Agita Gape, he could take it back from her at any time. So what sort of Krisus is that? But in the Surah Hana, even if a woman is not Kone Get Begidre Kinyan, because there's no Zechiah, nevertheless, it's still Nesina Gemura, because she doesn't have to give it back to the husband. He can't take it away from her, because Beis Din doesn't get involved in the Surah Hana, and there's no Tvias Mammon. It's not Mammon. There's no Tvias Mammon. Beis Din's not getting involved in the Surah Hana, and therefore it is Krisus, because the get isn't coming back to the husband. No Agid Gabe. The husband isn't connected to it. So this all works very well with the Rambam. Rashi said it also works well with Rashi. That he hasn't explained. But the Rambam certainly. La'agid gabe, because now he can't demand it back. So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is near Shili, she has to give it back. Here she doesn't have to give it back. In the case of a Surah Hana. And there's a siyata from the Meiri in Amud Beis. He writes, Ve'en ze doyme letashel zov l'Surah Hana. This case of near Shili is not like the Surah Hana case. Why? Tebahanu gita koi gabo. Ah! In the case of a Surah Hana, the get stays with her. So we see that svar. Here, she has to give it back, and therefore that's not considered giving. So the Ktzos is mashma, that in a get, you don't require a kinyan at all, just nesina. Because a woman is misgareshes, even ma'akorcha, not necessarily there should be a kinyan. So there's no kinyan. Still be pashtus, it's mashma in the ketzos, that she's not the big kohen of the get at all. She just misgareshes through the nesina. But the haflon ksubis nef pevavav and aleph writes, like the yisod of the ketzos, that in get, you don't need kinyan at isha, because she's misgareshes even baal korcha. You just need nesina. But not like the divrei ketzos, as the haflon, that through the gerishin, the get is nikna to the isha. But this is not because of her kinyan, rather, because of the Din Gerishin, that's the Din Torah, that through the Gerishin, the get becomes hers. Sounds eerily like the Reb Shimon Shkop we saw in the previous shir. And so writes the Ritvaz in Yerushalmi, Gittin Perek Vav Alacha Aleph, explaining the Yerushalmi Atorah Zichsala, that a woman is Zocha the get through Din Torah, not through a Maisa Kinyan. So you see that the get becomes hers. It's Din Torah. She doesn't have to be Zoch on her own. So according to this, it's Miyushav B'Pashtus. It is Nesina Gemura. It's Lo'agid Gabe. So you're right, she doesn't have to make a Kinyan, but it still becomes hers. It's a Surah Hana. She can't be Zoch on her own, but the Torah is Mizakar. And it's not at all like the case of a Reza Gitech Vanir Shali. She doesn't get this get. There's no Kenyan. But according to this, according to the Mahalach of the Afla and the Ritbaz and the Rishim and Shkop, She is kona the get. So it's gemaldik now. So how does it work? Get al surah hana. You have nesina mitzad the baal because there is a certain amount of bailus on a surah hana. And you also have zechiyah, even if you can't be zoch in a surah hana. But here the Torah is mezaker. Here the Torah is mezaker, like the other svara we saw, that it's lo agid gabei, that the husband can't demand it back. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmai, a number of years ago, we wrote a very, very delicious article on this, which could be found on my blog, shmaitzabaitslusa.blogspot.com, and also was found, if I'm not mistaken, on YU Torah. So if you want, you can read the article on the Surah Hana, and being on Nesina, and this whole din, this whole yisod we're talking about, giving Nesina beget, we have an article. Shmaitza Bait Sus is S H M A T S A B A I T Z L U S A .blogspot.co.il, not .com. I see it's .co.il. So we have a lot of delicious lamdas and shitas and svaras in this inyan. But the Al-Kopanim, for our purposes, our sugi of Gedal Asura Hana, we have some more insight because of these two shiurim. We should be zochah to have more. Amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.